Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. And we're live in Studio A with Jason Isbell. Welcome back to WCBE in Columbus.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you back. And congratulations on this wonderful new album, Southeastern. And we'll hear all about that. What's this first one? Tell us a little bit about the first one you're going to start us off with.
It's called Traveling Alone. And I think it's a pretty song. It's, you know, if people ask me what the song's about, I think I'm not done writing it yet. So if when it's over with, if you have any questions about it, I'll try to help then. Mountains rough this time of year. Close the highway down. They don't warn the town. I've been fighting second gear 15 miles or so, trying to beat the angry snow. And I know every town worth passing through, but what good does knowing? No one to show it to. And I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired. Traveling alone, won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Won't you ride? And I quit talking to myself, listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite, Ybor City on a Friday night. Couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. Said come see me on a better day. She just danced away. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Pain in the outside lane. I'm tired of answering to myself. Heart like a rebel part. I don't know how much it's got left. How much it's got left. I've grown tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Tired of traveling alone. I've grown tired of traveling alone. Won't you ride with me? Won't you ride? Won't you ride?
Traveling Alone. It's Jason Isbell joining us live from Studio A. You can find that on his brand new album, Southeastern. Just came out a couple weeks ago. Life's pretty good right now, you know? Lots of good stuff going your way.
A whole lot of good things. Yeah, yeah, a lot of work, but a lot of good work.
And Southeastern, in its first week out, 18,000, almost 18,000 units sold. I haven't heard the latest, but that's a pretty good first week.
That's good for somebody like me, you know? Somebody like Justin Timberlake would be disappointed pretty badly in that, but I don't think I have the same job as him, so I'm happy with it.
Well, we love it. And I mean, it's such a moving, powerful album. And, you know, talk about the songwriting, how sometimes you feel it's never done. And how do you feel when you go to the studio and you know, okay, this is it, we're calling it, what's going on there?
Oh, that's no problem. I only feel like it's not done when people ask me what it's about.
I see.
Other than that, I feel like it's done. They can have it. yeah, I put a lot of work into these particular songs. So when it was time to record them and you know, and we got them mixed and mastered and everything, they belong to somebody else after that, you know.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell folks, you know, it's not about what you think it's about, or, you know, that's my story and not you. It's no longer mine. It's out there.
Creating your own picture. And obviously people can relate to certain songs with certain people, but it's still their own. Like you said, creating, it's your own song now.
Yeah, if it doesn't, you know, if people don't have a sort of a sense of ownership over the songs that they listen to, then they don't really have a strong connection with them, I don't think. You know, you always see pictures of your own life when you're listening to other people's songs. I think that's what they're for, really.
And Kim Ritchie on here with the Stockholm track, one of our favorites, so many on here, though. But and your wife featured on here as well. And in fact, you finished the album the day before you guys got married, Amanda Shires.
Yeah, we got married. Let's see. Well, we got almost finished on Thursday, and then Friday we had a rehearsal dinner, and Saturday we got married, and then I went in Sunday and did a couple of overdubs on the record, and then we left Monday to go on the honeymoon. It was a busy week. It was a really, really busy week. But, you know, it was all good things. It was all progress.
And, you know, she's also an amazing songwriter, too. And so the work, especially when you're married and you go to Costa Rica, I believe I read, was where your honeymoon was.
Yeah.
And there's not so much access, depending on where you are, to listen to things and work
on
things.
Yeah, that was tough because they were sending me my my master's down there, and I had to take a cab into town and buy some headphones. And I was not familiar with the exchange rate, so I don't know how much I paid for these headphones. But they fell apart before I got out of the cab with them. And so I had to hold them in my ears and sit in the one spot where I could get Wi-Fi at the little hotel, and try to stream the masters and listen to them with these headphones, and it sounded like I was, you know, listening to them through mud. So yeah, I didn't get to approve them then. As excited as I was to hear the record, it was nice to have to put it away for a few days.
And when the two of you write songs together, there was a great feature on All Things Considered, also on Fresh Air, about how your songwriting style, when you guys challenge each other to write a song, and you start it off and then tell us how you...
Right. Yeah, it's the only way we'd get any work done, really, you know, because we'd rather just lay around and watch The Wire or something together. So we have to separate, and she'll go to one part of the house and I'll go to the other part of the house, and there's only two parts to her house, thank goodness. But we'll separate and we'll each write a song, a full song, and then bring it back and sing it for each other. And, you know, we obviously edit after that. We don't have to be completely finished with it. But I think it's a good way to fight through any kind of a block, because I think sometimes what people are calling writer's block is actually an inability to enjoy what you're writing. I think a lot of people judge themselves while they're in the process of creating, and that can be unhealthy, and it can make it really, really hard to write anything, because, you know, if you can separate those two, if you can just write something and then have something written, later go back and judge it and edit it and work with it, then I think you'll get a lot more done that way.
And Southeastern, the title of the latest release, Now based right around Nashville, but originally from rural Alabama. Mm-hmm. And the title has nothing to do with location. It's something where your father used to work.
Well, it also has to do with location. Okay. You know, it's one of those things that kind of opens up like the lotus flower, you know. But my dad did work at a tool and die shop called Southeastern when I was a kid. That was kind of the first memories I have of real horror were hearing the work stories when he came home and thinking that place was kind of like a dungeon, which I imagine it probably wasn't that far from it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. What were some of those stories, or just one of them?
Well, the place is still in operation, and you know, there are people who own that place, make money off of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if live on the radio is the best place to tell how they treat their employees.
We'll pass on that, huh? Well, Jason Isbell, he's joining us live from Studio A. We're thrilled to have him back. I know, it's been since 2009 he was joining us here, but I think he most recently was back in Columbus with his buddy, Justin Towns Earl.
Yeah, well, I remember that show. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I like Justin. He's a good fella.
Yeah, he is. And what's this next one you're going to do?
This one is called Different Days. This is one of those growing up songs. Staring at the pictures of the runaways on the wall. Seems like these days you couldn't run away at all. And even if you did, what you got to run away to? Just another drunk daddy with a white man's point of view. I can see you in my mind's eye catching light. Sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight. You can strip in Portland from the day you turn 16. You got one thing to sell and benzodiazepine. 10 years ago I might watch you dancing in a different light and offered up my help in different ways, but those were different days. Had a girl back home, we shared a single bed. When I whispered in her ear, she believed every word I said. And if she didn't believe, she didn't dare give me slack. Or it was, baby, I love you, get off of my back. Time went by and I left again. Jesus loves a sinner, but the highway loves a sin. My daddy told me, I believe he told me true, that the right thing's always the hardest thing to do. 10 years ago I might stuck around for another night, used her in a thousand different ways. Those were different days. Those were different days. And the story's only mine to live and die with. And the answer's only mine to come across. But the ghosts that I got scared and I got high with look a little lost. 10 years ago I might thought I didn't have the right to say the things an outlaw wouldn't say, but those were different days. Those were different days. Those were different days.
Days. It's another live track today from Jason Isbell. He'll be joined by his band tonight over at Scully's. Let's do that first ticket giveaway right now for today at 821-9223. Names will be at the door. And that's 821-WCBE. And, this latest release, this is your fourth solo release since the departing the Drive-By Truckers, which a lot of people first became familiar with your stuff and writing. Yeah. And what was before Drive-By Truckers?
College in Memphis. That was really it. I didn't get out much in those days.
And growing up in Alabama, what was childhood like, and when did you first get the music bug?
Let's see. You know, I started playing really early. My family played. My dad didn't, and my mom didn't, but they were big music listeners, and my grandparents, aunts, and uncles all played. So I think, for me, you know, the older I got, the more I realized that it was kind of a way to keep me out of trouble when I was a little kid. It was, you know, sort of a daycare technique because we didn't really, do babysitters and stuff like that. My parents were pretty young, and they would go to work, and I'd stay with my grandparents, and my granddad spent a lot of time with me teaching me how to play guitar and mandolin and banjo and all kinds of old, you know, hillbilly instruments that he played. But, yeah, now I think that was probably to keep me from being out stealing stuff, you know, breaking stuff.
And Dylan, obviously an influence, Boots of Spanish Leather, some of the lyrics on your arm.
Yeah, I have that on my arm, on a tattoo. And you know what? I'm glad that you didn't just read that out loud. It would make sense on the radio, but most of the time people, when you see them, like at a cash register at a gas station, they will grab my wrist and they will hold my arm and they will read my tattoo back to me, which I find really unnecessary because I know what it says and they know what it says, and yet they will read it right there to me though.
And they're touching you. Give them permission.
I know they're touching me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and congratulations on everything going on in your life.
Thank you so much. It's been a really, really good time. I've been enjoying myself lately.
And he's tonight with his band, the 400 Unit, and the 400 Unit, the name behind the 400 Unit.
Yeah, it was a mental treatment facility back home, and about once a week they would let everybody out and give them, you know, 10 or 15 bucks and put a name tag on them, and they would go find a sandwich downtown, and they just scared the hell out of all the locals. And it really, after a few months with this band, I noticed when we got out to go get lunch one day, we looked just like those folks. And I don't know, it's kind of insensitive, I guess, but they've changed the name of the place since then, and I actually went back and judged their talent show last year, and it was pretty impressive.
Nice.
It was pretty impressive, you know, a lot of Seroquel, but still there were some really good singers in there. It was fun.
Jason Isbell, thank you again. And what's next after Columbus and for the rest of the summer?
Ann Arbor is after Columbus, and then Pittsburgh after Ann Arbor, and then a Saturday off. And I don't know any further than that.
One day at a time, or 3 days at a time.
Yeah, 3 days at a time. I know there's going to be a lot of touring, a lot of festivals. I'm doing a Newport festival this year. That'll be fun. We're filming the Austin City Limits TV show in August, and we'll be playing a big show at the Ryman in Nashville also in August. So it's a lot of great things, a lot of really great things.
Again, congratulations, and thanks again.
Thank you.
And the last track?
This one here. Let me see if I can get my guitar to behave. All right, or my capo, I should say. This guitar always behaves because it is a Martin guitar. You hear that, guys? You hear that, Martin, folks? There we go. All right, this one's called Live Oak. Pardon me. There's a man who walks beside me, he is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? I was rougher than the timber, shipping out of Fond du Lac. When I headed south at 17, the sheriff on my back. I'd never held a lover in my arms or in my gaze, so I found another victim every couple days.
But the night I fell in love with her, I made my weakness known to the fighters and the farmers digging dusty fields alone. The jealous innuendos of the lonely hearted men let me know what kind of country I was sleeping in. You couldn't stay a loner on the plains before the war. When my neighbors took to slighting me, I had to ask what for. Rumors of my wickedness had reached our little town. Soon she heard about the boys I used to hang around. We'd robbed a Great Lakes freighter, killed a couple men aboard. When I told her, her eyes flickered like the sharp steel of a sword. All the things that she'd suspected, I'd expected her to fear, was the truth that drew her to me when I landed here. There's a man who walks beside me, he is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? I carved a cross from live oak and a box from shortleaf pine, and buried her so deep she'd touch the water table line. And picked up what I needed and I headed south again. To myself I wondered, would I ever find another friend? There's a man who walks beside her, he is who I used to be. I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me.